Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Delta. Been a busy hour here at the Hurricane Center looking at radar, looking at aircraft operations and from the U.S. Air Force, and also looking at, you know, just all the data we can. And at 6 p.m. Central Time, it's official. Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane at 100 miles an hour. So again, making landfall 6 p.m. Central at 100 miles an hour. So that's the latest information that we have. And you can see that on the radar, the back edge of that eye is open. So it's that front edge we've been watching producing that damaging hurricane force winds. We do have some areas receiving sustained at about 78 miles an hour, gusting even higher. So significant winds. The back edge of this, we might not have the precipitation, but you could have some of these gusty winds. So you look at all that tropical moisture still continuing to move northward. Places like Jasper over in East Texas, all the way up to Monroe, seeing some of these tropical rains. The other thing that we're noticing is you see these rain bands set up. You're going to have to watch those with time because that can produce heavy rainfall and also the possibility of some waterspouts. You can get some tornadoes in those as well. So that will continue. The latest forecast that we have, very consistent with what we've been saying with that large storm. Look at the expanse of those tropical storm force winds, stretching out 160 miles away from that center. So quite a significant wind field. Even the hurricane force wind stretching out 30 to 40 miles there as well. So with time, continuing to move the storm north, still a tropical storm, still got some of those winds even around Alexandria, Louisiana, where you can see some of that rainfall plus those winds. You can see some trees down, dangerous conditions on I-49. And then by tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, the storm getting into Mississippi. So still some rain for Mississippi, still some gusty winds for many of these areas. What we've been really concerned about is some of these water levels, and we continue to see just dangerous storm surge in so many of these areas. Freshwater canal locks in Louisiana. I mean, you think about where we should be at low tide right there, and you draw a line up to where we are. And as a result, we're getting 6 to 7 foot of storm surge in some of these areas. High tide coming this evening. Over the next 5 or 6 hours, we'll get to high tide in some of these areas. That's going to add another foot and a half. Prolonged winds, it's still going to pile up some of that storm surge. And you see the values that we've been talking about, the forecasted values, and seeing some of these. Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge, just dangerous. That water filters into these areas and it just really piles up. It gets into every bayou and canal. So 7 to 11 foot in these areas from the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge back over to Morgan City. But from Morgan City to Port Fouchon, 4 to 6 foot, and 2 to 4 foot even for Port Fouchon to the mouth of the river, including Lake Bourne. So talk about the storm surge, but we also have to talk about the rainfall. Significant rainfall, tropical rains, could get 6 to 10 inches of rain right around the core, right around that center. Portions of southwest Louisiana up towards central Louisiana, and then look at the tropical expanse. You'll see that through almost the whole state of Louisiana, but look over the Carolinas as well. You get some of that lifting, some of those mountains of North Carolina. You could also see some areas that get 4 to 6 inches of rain. So that's been the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.